Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. Well, after a week of neck-wrenching volatility for financial markets, we're looking forward to a slightly better start to the session this morning. According to the SPY futures, the ASX 200 should kick off with a gain of just under 0.4%. The SPY gained 27 points in overnight trade, and that was a reflection of a better session as far as Northern Hemisphere markets were concerned. It's been a week full of event, but just working backwards and focusing on Europe to begin with, the most important outcome, or arguably one of them, in the last 24 hours has been the European Central Bank and the Swiss National Bank in terms of what they've done. So the Swiss National Bank has extended a credit lifeline of $54 billion to the troubled lender Credit Suisse, and that was enough to restore some confidence to that stock, which had fallen by 30% in the previous session. So the immediate response in the floor session yesterday in Europe was that the stock was up by 40%. In opening trade. Those gains were eroded over the course of the day, and the stock finished with a gain of just under 20%. So importantly, there was a positive response to the Swiss National Bank's efforts to get the organization on more of an even keel. There are a lot of discussions taking place at the moment, what the ultimate fate will be as far as Credit Suisse is concerned, bearing in mind that they are no stranger to negative headlines, and the stock has been steadily losing ground over the course of recent months. In fact, since October of last year, the stock's down by as much as 60%. So as to what's going to happen, there are discussions that it could potentially merge with UBS, the next biggest financial organization in Switzerland, although UBS has pushed back very hard on those suggestions in headlines that have been made overnight. But more importantly, the outcome in terms of European bank stocks last night and Credit Suisse's move higher has been that there was a little more confidence creeping into the picture, bearing in mind that these stocks have been beaten down in recent days. So Lloyds, Barclays, UniCredit, these are all important European lenders. They were up in the order of 2 to 3% last night. Banco Santander, another one, Spanish bank, up by around 2.5%. So that was encouraging, as was the move from the European Central Bank. So in recent weeks, they have been quite staunch in their commitment to raising rates in an effort to combat inflation. It's a common story, but the 0.5% rate hike that had been talked about was delivered on. So the symbolism of this is important not to underestimate. Had they done anything less, then there would have been a lot of discussion around what is not being revealed in relation to the troubles facing the European banking system. But having delivered the 0.5% hike and the commentary from Madame Lagarde, the head of the European Central Bank, talking about the well-capitalized position of European banks, standard sort of diatribe that you tend to get from bankers under these circumstances, that was enough to at least stem the selling that has featured where European financial institutions have been concerned over the course of the last couple of days in particular. So at the end of the European session, we had the Stoxx 600 index up 1.2%, the French market up 2%, the FTSE was up by close to 1%, the German DAX up by 1.5%. So elsewhere across the Atlantic, there was a lot going on in the banking space as well. Notably, the fact that we had seen JP Morgan, Morgan Stanley, and Goldman Sachs combine their efforts in an effort to help First Republic Bank. So this was one of the organizations that was ground zero for the troubled mess that has eventuated where US banks have been concerned over the course of the last week. And it was enough to restore some faith in the ability of the big lenders to work together, but also it was enough to at least stem the selling where First Republic shares have been concerned as well. So with that stock down by the better part of 90% over the course of the last week, the 5% gain that we saw last night was perhaps on the anemic side of things, but again, the symbolism of things worked well to help confidence return to financials. But also, the US Fed has just released figures in relation to the amount of support they have delivered to the banking sector over the course of the last week. So they have delivered record amounts of liquidity to US financials to help stabilize the sector over the course of recent days, which gives you a sense of what's been happening behind the scenes. So That was all enough to see the KBW Bank Index up by about 2.5% for the session. So this is the measure of bank performance in the US. But having said that, it's fallen by about 15% since Friday of last week. So big names like Citigroup, JP Morgan, Wells Fargo and Bank of America, they were all up between 1.2 to 2% last night, which was an encouraging outcome. Something that I've left out for the moment has been the extreme volatility where interest rate markets have been concerned. So it's been a situation where you have seen a flight to quality with bond yields dropping dramatically over the course of recent days. But last night we saw 2-year government bond yields in the US up by about 27 basis points. Just restoring some sort of normality, so that flight to quality easing up a little bit. 10-year Treasury notes were up by about 12 basis points as well, finishing at 3.57%. So that is quite significant, meaning that investors aren't seeking those safe havens to the aggressive extent that they had previously. Elsewhere, Janet Yellen addressed the Senate Finance Committee last night, and in her testimony, she again reiterated the strength of the US financial system and its ability to withstand the challenges that it's facing at the moment. So at the margins, that played a part in helping restore some confidence as well. So compared to what we've seen in recent days, a much better session in prospect. Our own market has been paced lower by financials. The ASX 200 has fallen by as much as 7% over the course of recent days, and that has been essentially mimicking what's been happening with financials. So the financials index from last Friday has fallen by as much as 7%. So given what we've seen in the Northern Hemisphere, it'll be a question of the extent to which local financials are able to follow through on that. So there's certainly a more encouraging picture emerging compared to what we have seen over the course of recent days. Have a great day.